Now, I go into the dime stores on Saturdays after matinees. I do because there are girls in the stores. But that's going out of our mutual way. And what I wanted to do was set up some sort of a person as methodology for understanding my own effects in society, its reaction against myself in the ordinary accustomed passage to the working combinations of well-applied machinery and carefully planned traffics. So much time goes into the overall programming of new appliances and neat fixtures simply, so I want to know who I am and what I mean just to others. Day-to-day events, not enough thinking of certain geniuses getting together to lay down future courses of events in deliberate protective mechanisms, merely allowing men and women as myself the chances and opportunities to uncover the right superb blind facts of ourselves, dictated down canals of legend. I have an uncertain past, a palace in Tangiers, photographed parties, unremembered giving or nor attending, though life says I have. The balls, no, I did. Parisian gowns I'm supposed to own and read from diaries, dipped favorite colors, lava more of gracious the King of Spain guards over unearthing manorial ramblings. Babs, they call me. 96 pounds living off coke. Carried away airplanes from one handsome manservant. Arms to the next, to rooms one may never see, married half a dozen times, to princes, a baron, a movie actor, a South American playboy. Boy, what I want to know is why do I live alone on $50 a week in a $210 apartment on the Beacon Hill side of Boston? Walk up that I love above the city, high-looking Charles, behind the State House Capitol, queen of town. I guess lucky stars are something to do with it, the grueling labors of millions of well-to-do citizens, something close to it. The cooperative authors of decades, generations in legion, nearby central, certain of their total sure recognizance, both here and there within their own assessments. Gluttony sacrifices willingly at comparison. I was born Colorado gold mine. Despite daily assurances such places do exist, the mine's enemies would have us deny that structures, the Waldorf Astoria, take place. Grant Avenue was known DuPont in St. Mary's Church at the corner of Grant and Still, California. Perusing legends, I believe William O'Brien wishes to call Bill, as he feels should be spoken at a certain moment. For instance, last evening, out of a dream, we were together through the Russian summit meeting. Was I Stalin, noteworthy Napoleon? They call me called stores, are they? Connecticut livelihood, viceroy of China, in debt, when I am a prelude not to Chairman Chow, may stung, but immortal bard itself. Picketing at the pier, I read of the 20s, working woman protest, dime store heiress returns, denials, absentee ownership. I found $1 million baby, a dinner dance debut guarantees $500,000 schmeckers tabbed outlay, all disproved, not a word of it true, as far as I know, born and well for ADC, still near unto it. Countess Hogwarts, Reverend Lowe, on page 213, to the world in vogue, one of 10 Americans with a six closed sense, calls herself through OOC in 1933-1943. The former, quote, Barbara Hutton, chooses clothes with an intuitive sense of the feminine. She can be both pretty and chic, a difficult paradox, crisp and immaculate QW porcelain, and looks at night like a doll wearing a fantastic Edwardian dog collar of rubies and on the tennis court like a small boy. Veronica, the Todby of Valanca Lake, with Donald Bain, the Citadel Press, New York, subsidiary of Lyle Stewart, Inc., 222 Park Avenue South, 10-0-03, manufactured 1971. What a good year it was. My father died. Of course, he would shoot me now if he could. But I won't go into that since I saw a tennis court recently.